Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Washington Free Public Library Director Debbie Stanton about the events that will be held in Washington when an eclipse happens August 21st. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The other piece we wanted to do is we're going to do live streaming coverage of the eclipse in the Nicholas Stouffer room in the library. So if you really want to see what it looks like, totally covered. I can't remember if it's NASA or what group is going to be doing, kind of basically following it as it goes. So anytime, you know, in the morning, afternoon that the eclipse is happening in the United States, we're going to be covering it in our downtown room, just on the big screen. So,
and you can safely view it there.
Yeah, definitely safe there. So yeah, because they have, I think they even have a satellite that's going to be following it or something to pick up all of that.
This doesn't happen very often.
No. Oh my goodness. So it's, you know, so people our age say, like, so we've never had a total eclipse that's hit the United States, or at least this part of the United States. And it's not supposed to happen again for, I think, another 80 years or so. So if you do the math, you can figure out, you know, little kids today might get a chance to see one, but anyone that's over 20 probably is not going to have the chance to see it again. So we're excited. I know a lot of people are going to be trying to travel to the Path of Totality. It goes through like St. Louis and a few places. In fact, it actually does hit Iowa, but it's like the very, very southwest corner, and it just goes over like private land. Mm-hmm. So there's not even any public land. It's like the very tip there.
So what is it like in that total eclipse area? What would it be like if you were there?
Yeah, so you don't have to wear any glasses or anything like that. You basically the sun will be completely covered. And the cool thing about it is that you can see all the stars. It'd be like, imagine the darkest night, you know, in the most rural part that you've ever seen, where you can just see like more stars than you imagined were up there. And you could be, you know, just about anywhere in the Path of Totality, and you'll be able to see just like brilliant stars out for at least just, you know, the actual totality tends to be really short. It'll be like less than 15 minutes. You know, for people that are traveling for it, it's a long way to travel for a short glimpse of something like that. But we were excited to bring some events to Washington too, so people that aren't planning on traveling for the totality can at least experience some of the eclipse here.
So we'll have a dark afternoon.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm excited. Again, just have to hope no clouds, no rain, and that we can just enjoy our fun themed event downtown in Washington.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Washington Free Public Library, Debbie Stanton, talking about what will be happening in Washington when an eclipse happens August 21st. The best time to see the eclipse will be at 1:12 in the afternoon that Monday. The total eclipse will be seen over portions of the United States. Although Washington won't be in the total eclipse area, we will still be able to witness most of the eclipse. For those wishing to see the eclipse directly, protective eyewear is recommended. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. Hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com.